A big thank you to today's sponsor, Stamps.com. Since 1998, Stamps.com has been an indispensable tool for nearly 1 million businesses. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS shipping right to your computer. Whether you're in an office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. All you need is a computer and a standard printer. No special supplies or equipment needed. Within minutes, you're up and running, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send. And you'll get an exclusive discount on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. Once your mail is ready, just schedule a pickup or drop it off. No traffic, no lines. If you have a small business sending out stickers or clothes like I am, or you're trying to send your loved ones packages or letters for the holidays, use Stamps.com. Cut the confusion out of shipping with Stamps.com's new Rate Advisor tool. You can compare shipping rates and timelines to easily find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk. And with my promo code POD, that's P-O-D, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in POD. That's Stamps.com, promo code POD. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. POD, capital P-O-D. Thank you. Hello, welcome to the ZASMR podcast. I am your host, Isaiah Taylor, where you come to chill and get mentally relaxed and stimulated. Imagine all your worries disappearing in this moment. Can't get to grip, no worries. Listen to our stories and share your own with us on artists, anime, sports, mental health, and current events. Links to all my blogs, my social media is in the description below. Just go to the anchor.fm/ZASMR link. Share, like, subscribe, leave me a message, DM me, follow me. Now let's get into it. Hey, who are you? Hey, you. Yeah, you. I like you. You know what you can do? You can head to the description or hit those three little dots on your screen and hit go to show. There you can leave me a voice message or support the podcast for as little as $1 a month through the anchor links you see there. No pressure. All right, pretend I wasn't here. Look up muskrat
love.
Don't
give them any money. Don't look this up.
Okay, fine. It's a long-standing permission dating back to our missionary origins in the 1700s to permit the consumption of muskrat on days of abstinence.
Who thought of this?
Including Fridays of Lent.
Who wanted to do this?
And that's what I just wanted. There's muskrat love songs?
Hold on. What?
This is crazy. I just wanted to... They're dark and stinky. And thanks to a historic loophole in fasting and abstinence, Catholics can eat them on Fridays during Lent. What are your thoughts on that?
In Detroit.
Only in Detroit.
Oh, wait. What?
It's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm. It was the person that wrote this said it was my privilege to eat a roasted muskrat in one of just a handful of communities in Downriver, Detroit, where muskrats serve.
Oh, yes.
Wow. I mean, to be honest, I didn't know that Catholics couldn't eat meat on certain Fridays. I don't really know anything about Catholics other than their illegal activities. So, well,
while we're on the topic of more of that thing, you talked about school. And so
that thing.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah. Our Governor Newsom just vetoed a law that would give hundreds of thousands of Californians access to federal grants, the Cal Grant. A lot of community college students who a lot do, I think it is free in San Francisco, but it would have made school nearly free for students in need.
Community college or?
It was, let's pull it up here. It says.
Or all school.
It says 110,000. It would have been 110,000 students for community college, I believe. Let me see here. Roughly 110,000 more students at community colleges would have become eligible for Cal Grants. Mm-hmm. Without it, they lose out on about $1,600 a year while in community college and free tuition at a Cal State or UC school.
Okay, so both.
It leaves community students locked out of perks that could come, such as an extra $4,000 for being a full-time student and additional money for students with children.
Yeah, because if you're poor here, then you can Oh, what's that grant called that I used to get?
Pell Grant?
Yeah. You can get that for community college and it's free. If you're poor enough.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he vetoed it because it would have cost the state of California hundreds of millions of dollars and should have been a part of a bigger package included in the budget for the state instead of on its own. And they'd already passed a bunch of
yeah, things. Because having an educated population is good for your society.
Yeah. And it was actually, I don't know if it was Cal Grants themselves. It was the company that gives out the grants that was like advocating for all of this. And they had a whole bunch of W's. And then this is just the big L to end it.
But if another company was giving the money for the grants, why would it be expensive for the state?
I don't know. I'm assuming it's coming from federal, like the state aid. Like,
interesting.
Now that we're off of school and such, like, why is our attention span so flimsy here in America? Because this picture was taken like a week ago. This was the Border Patrol agents on horseback mm-hmm. trying to stop migrants from crossing into the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
With whips, I believe that yeah. those are whips. And America just got sent back 200, 300, 400 years for it. Just, it's just, I can't help but notice the skin color change and how hard it is for them to get here, how far they had to come. I encourage people to look into Vox or other companies like that, that have actually tracked the route that migrants take and the abuse that some of them endure, especially women and children.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that, 8,000 people got here under a bridge and they're fleeing from a country in turmoil that has been hit by natural disaster after political thingy and political
and
thingy.
Just violence.
And violence.
Violence.
It's just upsetting that we don't have a better system for taking people in need, especially when they happen to be people of color. We don't, why this country is just pushing down people of color. And education is poor on that. I just feel like we can do better. Any of any thoughts?
I mean, just in general, we can do everything better.
What are
we
your
just
thoughts?
Choose not to, because it doesn't.
Would they treat an Irish migrant like this? would they treat an immigrant from? They wouldn't treat people like this from other
yeah.
countries.
Irish was a funny choice.
I don't know. Potatoes.
Because they were treated poorly.
But
they weren't put into, you know, hundreds of years of slavery or anything. So.
And?
Did you see, did I send you that TikTok about Liberia?
No.
Well, I don't know how no one, well, at least I didn't know this. Maybe everyone knows it but me. But Liberia was founded by colonizers. I'm trying to remember exactly what they said, but like basically after the Revolutionary War, slaves were freed.
Mm-hmm.
And then people like Thomas Jefferson and James Monroe and such were like free. So what are we supposed to do with them now? So they went to Liberia, which was nothing at the time, colonized it, named it Liberia, and then sent all of the previous slaves back to Africa.
Dang.
In Liberia. And like Liberia, as in like liberated.
Yeah. Mm.
I just thought that was interesting.
That's wild.
Because you think about like, go back where you came from.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
And I can't go back to where I came from. You stole me from where I came
from. And then
from.
Sent me back and then stole me again. And now died.
Oh, this is going to be a spicy episode. I might have to record one with my dad first. That's plan. Speaking of corruption, I mean, we already talked about this last night, but AT&T owns everybody. Kellogg's owns everybody, and no one's paying their staff, or they're just putting all their money into right-wing
news corporations.
News corporations.
We all know that corporations own the news.
And even like Facebook controlling this isn't a true fact, but Facebook controlling 70% of the social media space is not good. When Facebook goes down, WhatsApp, Instagram, CutSlap, and BabyBack shouldn't go down. It's crazy that Facebook owns so many social media entities is literally on trial right now. There was a woman that came out and was like, Facebook has been the source of genocides. I'm sure it helped with a bunch of things that are not ideal.
Yeah, I mean, the Facebook employee that is suing them right now came with all the receipts about how they know that they're spreading misinformation and how they're affecting people, but specifically teenage girls' minds.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And that they know that their platforms are doing this, but I believe Zuckerberg said company over country.
Wow.
As in his profit over everyone.
Yeah. And it's crazy how on the other side of things, if you're into stocks, how he lost like $7 billion or whatever it was when Facebook went down. But it's not even his real money. That's his money that are in Facebook stocks that shoot up and down and that he can just play with without being regulated.
Yep.
And even your favorite politician is probably insider trading. Nancy Pelosi is an adamant inside trader and makes millions.
I don't think Nancy Pelosi is anyone's favorite politician.
I'm just giving an example that not just Nancy Pelosi is out there insider trading and scheming the system and taking because they can and not giving. Mm-hmm.
Company over country,
even if you're a government official, because the company is the United States of the USA, baby. There's only some, thank goodness, we made it through. There's only some lighthearted stuff left. There's lighthearted stuff left. It's like work assaulted at the Kellogg Company U.S. cereals plants after 1,400 workers went on strike. It wasn't immediately clear how much the supply of Frosted Flakes or other iconic brands that would be disrupted.
Yep, that's the important thing to take away from this.
Come on, Associated Press. I grew up in the Kellogg Company.
I don't care about their families. I want my Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes and my profits. Get back to work. I think we've made it out of the deeper topic, so we can talk about some funny things. Was it the lieutenant governor of Idaho? Mm-hmm. So we're going to scroll up here. And
is that lighthearted to you now?
Yes, absolutely. Also, just a quick shout out. Ben Simmons has had more girlfriends than made three-pointers in the last three seasons. Okay.
Okay.
Let's get this out of the way. I didn't get to hear your thoughts on this yesterday. What was your thoughts on the new California law that will force retailers to have gender-neutral toy sections? On the other side of things, he just is not allowing people. So he vetoed a bill that would allow more people to go to school.
Newsom,
on the other side of this, vetoed a bill that would give people more money to go to school. Mm-hmm. He is passing through, though, new California law that will force retailers to have gender neutral toy sections. I didn't get to hear your thoughts last night.
I mean, my general takeaway was that it doesn't matter. it seems like something he's just trying to do to be like, see, I listened to the youth to take away from or to distract from, you know, the thing about grants for school and et cetera. But yeah, as far as having a gender neutral toy section, like a third section feels ridiculous. because you could just have a toy section without having boys' toys, girls' toys, other toys. Feels ridiculous. I haven't read the specifics, but yeah, I mean, the same thing with all of the new like genderless sections. Old Navy just came out with their genderless line, and it's like t-shirts, sweatpants, and hoodies. Like,
oh really?
Cool. What about like actual genderless? Like, obviously these things are genderless, but that's all you can give us.
I should have said in the beginning that my pronouns are he, him, and Delaney's pronouns are they, them.
Indeed.
Yeah, I just thought.
like the pink aisle with the dolls and whatever, every package is like pink and like cute. And then there's like a blue aisle with action figures and cars. But then there's like the section with like games and puzzles. And is that not what a genderless toy section is?
I wanted to play with the Barbies.
Right. Yeah, I was playing with action figures and cars and random Barbies that people had given me and whatever.
If they really are putting colors on the aisles, just take the colors off. Just have toys.
Right. I was saying, because kids don't know, like they kind of know, but they don't know that there's like different sections. What they recognize is how marketing has branded the product, you know? So there's, if you take away like the pink packaging and the picture of the girl playing with the doll and the picture of the boy playing with the Nerf gun.
Or if you change how you treat your kids, if you don't let your, like.
Well, I mean, people aren't going to do that.
I mean, but I used to rock my mom's heels. Not that they're toys, but.
The main thing is just with, you know, marketing and branding. Because toy companies could just change the way they do that. And in doing that, it would actually benefit them, because then they could sell more toy cars if they were also marketing them to girls or whatever. So I truly don't see the benefit. And I was also saying this with in all sections of stores that there's not really a point in separating them. Both as a customer and as the store.
Mm-hmm.
Just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I agree. I don't know how he's finding all these squeakers.
He really needs the attention.
I look at this file. All right. I'm trying to push this through because I know you have to get out of here. Only a few things left. The Idaho lieutenant governor takes power after the actual governor of the state went to Texas to talk about a plan to how to attack the border issues and what they can do.
Not attack the border.
I'm sure he wanted to. Idaho lieutenant governor takes power and then bans state vaccine mandates when the governor travels out of state.
Yes.
What was the other thing that she did? She also tried to like.
She tried to send the National Guard to the border.
Yeah, tried to send the National Guard to the border where the governor was. I just realized that she was like.
I don't know which borders. I mean.
To the Idaho borders or the Canada borders? Nah, she wanted to send
border
them.
With Mexico. Yeah, she wanted to send them. Was the one in Texas.
Nah, she sent them to Texas. She wanted to low key take out the governor. What do you think?
I mean. Regardless of what her intentions were, the national security said she doesn't even go here.
No one man can have all that power.
Yeah, she said, dad's not here, I'm in charge. And everyone said, no, you're not, and instantly reversed everything that she tried to do.
Yeah, that's crazy story. Yeah, that was lighthearted for me. Another lighthearted thing here, we're wrapping it up. Reggie wants to say something. It was that Best Buy introduces new crispy chicken sandwich.
What? Excuse me? Where did they get a kitchen?
They took out the Geek Squad. The Geek Squad is now making you crispy chicken sandwiches with lettuce and spicy mayo.
In select locations.
It has entered the competitive chicken market by introducing one of their own that will be made available in select locations. Best Buy wins.
Fry's Electronics will come back from the grave.
Where does it say that?
Right there.
Oh, geez, that's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Fry's Electronics, it's your time. Fry's Electronics needs to release chicken fries. They're like the
I'm
chicken.
Sure, it's fine, but the pulled pork from JCPenney is undefeated.
Oh my god! What if you ever go to a JCPenney and give me a manwich? Oh my!
But can it run Doom?
We got something from Munch Squad. But can it run Doom? Can it run Doom Eternal? Can I play my Nintendo Switch plugged into my
not chicken? Be extended warranty?
Oh, do they offer on this? Oh god, I wish the ships were as dead as the article implies. Who is now? I mean, they're entering the job market as well because they're referring to this era of COVID as the like what is it? The great I can't remember the word, but no one wants to work anymore.
Yeah. Because if this time has shown anything, it's that you don't need to work.
Yeah.
You can work from home and it actually increases productivity.
Let's see.
And overall job satisfaction.
Yeah. And happiness. Like I saw a lady getting her, she was like had her hair in the little like hair blow dryer thingy while she mm-hmm. was like typing away. Imagine how much nicer that is than going into work, do stuff on your own time. I think I have it here. Coronavirus pandemic, the Great Reset Theory.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is what they're calling it. World Economic Forum. Everyone's resetting. People are traveling. People are moving. They don't want to go into work. But I think that was an awesome thing to end it off on. I am so thankful. One of the last comments was, is it compatible with the KFC console? No. For the audience, something I didn't know, and I just want to like spread some knowledge. It's that I can't find it. John Gruden for the Oakland. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just playing. Yeah. An NFL coach got fired because his emails leaked from 10 years ago of him calling people, derogatory terms, and he just quit or pretty much got pushed out the door. Anyway,
nice.
Any thoughts on sports?
Sports are sporty.
Mm-hmm. I thought about doing the segment from the read that you do or that you listen to and having you talk about the Lakers and stuff.
The Lakers got some cool lakes.
Mm-hmm. I still don't know what a Laker is. It's someone that like dominates lakes.
I don't know. Reggie?
All right. Here's the information for you all. Lonnie Johnson, he is a black man, NASA engineer, invented the Super Soaker. He made your childhood hot summers fun, and he turns 70.
Poor phrasing.
What?
Nothing.
He made your childhood hot summers fun?
Yeah. Anyways.
If you had a hot summer, it was thanks to Lonnie Johnson. was it a hot girl summer? And the last thing was
about the Super Soaker.
Oh, he's got the Super Soak on him. Watch out. And if you were not aware, on October 8th, three police officers went to an elementary school in Tennessee and arrested four black girls. One girl fell to her knees. Another threw up. Police handcuffed the youngest, an 8-year-old with pigtails. What? The supposed crime that they were watching some boys fight and not stopping them. And Ida B. Wells.
When they're 8 years old.
Yes, this is just some news.
How did I not hear about this?
If you're not learning, if you're not still hyping up the Black Lives Matter movement, you should. Because Ida B. Wells puts it eloquently and says, when you study racism as long as I have, little can be truly shocking. But my God, this was just breathtaking and heartbreaking and shows once again how little so many in this society acknowledge the basic humanity of Black children. It's also why investigative reporting matters. Mm-hmm. And I've realized this in myself that I've always posting on Instagram is good. Posting on my stories is good. But I'm trying to put all that posting to action. So you don't have to do this, but I've signed up for the ACLU. This is not an ad either. I signed up for the ACLU newsletters, and I just try to put my time into signing petitions and like bringing awareness to social justice things that matter, because I can't just sit on the sidelines anymore. I want to be active and not just reactive. I want to be active and helping people, not just that look like me or have the same identity as me, but people who are American Indian. Shout out to yesterday was Indigenous Peoples Day. Mm-hmm. A lot of them have African ancestry, by the way. And did I say that clearly? A lot of them have African ancestry, by the way, if you did not know. Trans, gay, bi, or just going through hardships, whether they're Haitian, Mexican, Hawaiian, doesn't matter. Anything else you want to say to close it up?
I mean, speaking of Indigenous Peoples Day, always, sign up for Lakota Law's mailing letter and their petitions and things to stop Line 3, because, you know, people aren't talking about that anymore, even though the giant oil spill just happened in Huntington Beach. So that's, you know, a cool thing. Also, October 15th coming up. I don't know if this will air before then.
I'll get it out.
Yep.
October 15th is, what was it, National Strike Day. Send a message to your employer.
Mm-hmm. And all employers.
And all employers. The only way we can do this is together. And so thank you for listening. On the topic of the Huntington Beach oil spill, surfers, I know a lot of people like hate Californians or whatever. Surfers love their ocean. Mm-hmm. Every surfer I know is cleaning up beaches because they want to surf there, but it's also helpful and cleaning up waters and advocating. And they're always keeping track of the waters, how high the surf is, the quality of the water, where drains spill out into. And so your pollution, your lack of recycling, your ignorance or indifference, it affects not just the animals, the environment, but also, you know, other people's ability to enjoy themselves and their lives. So think about that. This was a little bit more serious episode, but I loved it. I really did. It always takes a little bit to get going for a podcast. And I was trying to get it out so quickly because I know Galena has to go. So I was just rushing. But I think it turned out really well, and I'm excited to put it out. And we said what we felt. So you can't make fun of other people's path or like push it aside like it's not real, because everyone's reality is real and their own. So if people are dealing with issues with the church or their parents or, you don't know what other people are going through. So you can't just make blanket statements like it's fact. And yeah, I'm going to go see a therapist. Bye-bye.
All right.
Stop recording. And don't, your own path alone is yours.
That's true.
Hey, you made it. Thank you so much for listening. If you liked what you heard, please share, like, DM me on Instagram and Twitter at Zay_SMR. I'm also on Discord. And if you go to zaysmr.wordpress.com, there's also a blog of all my episodes there that I'm going to be updating. I appreciate you so much. Take care.